thick, powdered snow. I mean, obviously, we fucking hosted the Olympics here. All that shit. But,
we laugh.
You guys get that rough snow.
Good days
you
of going
You guys get that sleet that, like...
This is on podcast
fucks
with
up your car's paint.
High history.
After one night.
Wake and bake. The Stoner podcast. Yeah, so shout out to the Stoners.
Actually, my Jeep. I have a Jeep Liberty that I picked up from Chicago, actually. Had it delivered here. And, yeah, it had a lot more damage. It had more damage than, like, than my other, than my RAV4 from sitting over here. Because the snow over here is softer. So... How you doing? Good day, Glenn, everybody.
What's poppin'?
How you doing?
I can't complain. Just got up, you know, did my meditation, and now I'm listening to you. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. Well, welcome to the High History Wake and Bake Show. It's nice to be medicating with you after your meditation.
Oh, yes, sir. You know what? Shout out to the Stoners out there.
Shout out to the Stoners.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna take another banger for you coming on.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna do my little special 4-layer combo.
Oh shit. See, I don't know nothing about it, but I do know a lot of Stoners out there. So
yeah.
Get that shit. I appreciate you hitting that shit for me yesterday. I was at work. I was like, hit that shit for me. That was a long day yesterday.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I'm a licensed massage therapist.
Yeah, so it's hit and miss on some of your days, huh?
Yeah, it can
one
be,
day,
but...
You'd like doing five, the next day you're doing three.
Yeah, I'm super, super, super popular. I'm on demand out there.
Hell yeah. Are you a house call, this is, or are you a...
No, in Illinois and Missouri, I'm only licensed in two states for now.
Okay. So do you have one of your own, do you have your own place of practice, or do you go to their houses?
I do. I have my own location as well as clients. I kind of do a referral-only program just because people are weird today. So, you know,
yeah,
only go where people know and trust for me to go. So,
yeah, and that's kind of a hard business to be in right now with the whole fucking pandemic shit.
Yeah. So I don't do as much as I used to.
People are pretty weird about that, huh?
Yeah, they can be. Some people are like, yeah, you got to wear a mask. Some people are like, yeah, I got my own sheets. Other people are like, well, just come on in. I don't wear a mask. I don't give a damn at all. You know, so you never know what you're going to get. So when it comes to having my own location, I'm always like, hey, wear a goddamn mask when you breathing in my face. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But I respect everybody's choice.
When they're coming into your place of work, too, like that also comes into the boundaries of if the state's going to be watching you or not with this client.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're going to lose your practice or not, so...
Yeah, for my
it's like a really tough industry to like work around within this pandemic. So like mad respect for keeping it going.
Oh, for sure. As long as people understand that there is a mask mandate, you know. People respect it. Not too many people give me too much shit about it cuz they understand. They understand who I am and I understand who they are. So as long as we got that understood.
They must like we expect it already before going in. Right?
Yeah, like on the website it says there's a mask required. You gotta wear a mask up in here. I don't go home with you, so you don't go home with me. You don't know what I'm doing in my spare time. And I don't know what you're doing in your spare time, but you know, some people just like I don't give a damn. I'm like, that's fine, but I do. I'm around babies a lot, so I like to keep it you know, keep my household clean as well. So I still do the whole shit, taking off my clothes at the door. All that stuff, because you never know what hop on you. So, if that's the case, I'm always prepared. So, I try to keep everybody safe because I believe in safety. I took an oath to keep everybody safe. So, I'm real about it out here.
Well, yeah, especially before this whole pandemic and everything like that, you still had to do some, like, crazy safety codes and health things.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Other people don't even understand that are now having to do it for their first time. They're like, this is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, now you have to bring an extra pair of clothes to work and shit, you know. It's all type of shit.
Yeah.
Man. But thankful for it. I'm glad people care enough.
Yeah. It's like anybody that works in that kind of like industry, because like I have tons of tat artist friends. Like one of our sponsors is a tat artist. You know, tons of barbers, tons of anybody who's in cosmetology. Like before this pandemic was happening, they were just like you were. They were taking all these extra safety, like sanitary precautions and everything. Because you're working with human bodies. You're working with bodily fluids. You're working with like... tons of things that you can't see and you won't know.
Exactly.
So that was cool. So for you, you were just like, oh, yeah, I can handle this, and just powered right on through and just fucking rocked it.
I mean, yeah, because for one, I mean, I'm autoimmune compromised, so I just like to understand that I'm not like everybody else, and shit, I try to just be as healthy as I can be, because I'm, unlike other people, some people vaccinated, some do and don't want to be. I'm just on the middle ground, like, I will if I have to, but right now I'm cool, you know, and I think that's everybody's right. Do what you want to do.
I'm not anti-vax, but I'm not jabbed with this one.
Yeah, I'm not anti either. I'm just like, I haven't been vaccinated in about 5-6 years, and things have been going great ever since I stopped.
Yeah, you're like, I'm happy, I can breathe at night, I'm not snoring, I'm waking up all decent, I can eat what I want.
Yeah, I'm just doing better, I'm making healthier choices. You know, for instance, you have to be able to, your immune system has to be able to fight. Shit, you could take all the medications you want. If your immune system ain't shit, you might not win against a battle of a cold or COVID or whatever. It is, you know.
So how do I know I don't snore? Because I have a girlfriend who tells me that I don't snore. She's actually very jealous that I'm
a peaceful sleeper.
I go to sleep when I want to sleep, except for recently. I've had insomnia recently. Don't know why. I think it's this whole working from home has really fucked my sleep patterns up. But I'm insomnia. A quiet sleeper.
Do you do any sleep meditation music shit? That stuff helps.
No, I actually like the white noise, so I'll have, since I sit next to my bedroom's right next to the furnace and, air conditioning unit and everything, if I just run one of those, it puts me out.
Okay. At least you found something. Sometimes I'll
have, one of my protection ritual candles lit. That'll help a lot, too. Eases everything.
Upgrading. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, crazy lady. I was like, oh shit, something's happening.
Yeah, crazy lady and I were getting deep into that one. It could definitely be that, because I've been blinking in and out a lot. I've been astral projecting unintentionally. And
that's cool.
I mean, shit, the other day I had a fucking, some type of tree forest spirit. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago. That one was... Yeah.
What's good?
But before all of that, I've been doing great with sleep. What's up, Mr. Ray? How you doing?
What's good? Life was good.
So, you did sleep meditations and shit, right? Do you do anything else, the spiritual practices, or is it just meditating and manifestations?
I definitely love healing, so... It's more music meditation, sound therapy. I'm really big on for right now. I know a little bit about everything, but where my focus is sleep meditation for a lot of people who don't sleep well at night or at all and throughout the day. But I do a lot of affirmations as well, manifestations. You know.
That's the secret right there.
Yeah,
put it out, and that's honestly why meditation is so underrated. And I mean, it's nice to see that more people are getting into it, and it's becoming a more acceptable thing, or not acceptable thing, a more open, conversated thing.
Yeah,
it's nice to be seeing that, because I mean, shit, if you look back a decade, maybe 15 years ago, not even, fuck, you look back 5 years ago. You go and tell some person at the bar, and they're just like, oh, you seem really relaxed or whatever. And you're like, oh, yeah, I meditated before I came to the bar. Uh-huh. They're going to kind of look at you weird or instantly come back with a, yeah, I tried that. It doesn't really work.
Yep. I always get that. That's the crazy thing. What up, Big Chief? What up, Crazy Train? Mr. A, what's up, happening? Everybody? Yeah, I get that a lot. I be like, yeah, I can't just be going anywhere. I really got to feel it. I have to feel the energy and where I'm going and all the shit that's going to be around me. I consider a lot of that because I'm sensitive about my energy, as a lot of people should be, because it's a lot of shit people can leave off on you, with you, and you trying to figure out why the hell you feeling so weird. People rub shit off on you.
Mental routine of checking yourself and your groundings and everything to see what it is that's... like when it became off and if it was a certain person that came into the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's tons of factors, but yeah, you gotta meditate and go through that and figure out what it is, which chakra's off, which one's unbalanced.
Yeah, chakras are definitely a thing that we don't talk about as far as being out here in the community. We don't think that has anything to do with anything, and I'm like, ooh, shit, we sadly mistaken, you know. So my podcast, I'm trying to wake people up, let them know, yo, hey, shit, you gotta tune it, you gotta tune your frequency sometimes. There's some shit that's going on that you gotta be able to say that again.
Yeah, because there's like a lot more stuff.
I learned it firsthand, just dealing with people, touching human bodies, you know. I've had people be like, who told you to tell me this? I'm just like, tapped in.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite things to do with my lady. If I get into the right, right aura set and everything like that, and do a chakra massage for her, she loves it,
and
she'll ask for
it
every once in a while.
Oh, shout out to you. You LMT too? What's going on? Let me find out.
What's up?
I said you were LMT too? Shout out to you. Putting the chakras on the lady like that.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I do when it comes to, like, massaging and everything.
Got those skills.
I learned it at a young age. I wanted to be a sex therapist. As when I was younger.
Interesting.
Fucking weird. And one of the things that came into sex therapy is chakras and using people's auras and the energy of your partner and everything, uh-huh. You know, in order to read their signs and all that shit. And one of the things that they, like, got me into was, like, when you're reading energies and everything like that, it's easier when you're doing a chakra massage because then you balance everything out quicker.
Mm.
And then you can read the person easier and you know what's going to be happening. And so, like, when it comes to that shit, that's pretty much all I know.
Well, that's cool. That's cool, too. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Most people don't look at it in that form for multiple reasons. But
most people are like, you got a knot in your shoulder. Let me just beat the fuck out of it real quick.
I'm cracking up. Bro, I'm hollering. So for a lot of people, it is a thing where they put massage therapy and sex together with when essentially it's two different things. But we get it. I'm gonna speak for all the therapists out there. Massage therapy and sex therapy, two different therapies, but also therapeutic. You know what I mean? So what I try to do on my page as well is educate people about massage therapy. A sex therapist, I never thought to be, but I see how it could be manipulated to that degree.
Well, since there's that fine line that people don't understand, that, like, when you're doing massage therapy, you're mm-hmm. doing the whole body for the actual therapeutic medicinal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You're fixing the body. When you're doing it for the sexual reasons, you're literally only touching the parts of the body that would arouse your partner.
Yeah, the erogenous zones. Excited. Right.
Yeah. The entire intent for the sexual therapy, like, with the massage therapies and shit like that, when the intents are sexual, that's all it is. You're not going through, you're not massaging knots out, you're not fixing people's fucking, like, discs and shit, you're not doing these deep tissues, you're not doing all of that.
No, you're not.
You're literally doing these little soft tickles, and you're fucking with their energy, and you're getting them, like, you're pretty much teasing them.
That's right. That's the difference. We don't tease you. I don't. At least some people probably do. I don't. Yo, it's it just matter, man. It's it just have to matter, dude. Cause I can be rich by now. The times people have always asked me, like, "Yo, so anybody ever?" I'm like, "No, mm-mm." But it is a thing where people just are vastly misunderstanding the message of it. But I see how it began. You know, back in the day, they used to think it was meant for kinks and giggles. But as today, it's been a healer. You know, sensitive about my shit because people be like, "Yo."
We go through ups and downs and waves because, like, before the whole, like, oh, keep the woman clothed and inside, like the lady should only be seen naked by her husband. Before all of that became a whole thing, we were open and like we had Native American tribes and everything where it was massage therapy was a thing that their actual doctors would do.
Traditional.
They would come back from these hunting and shit and they'd be like, hey man, like I can't walk right, or like, dude, I can't like use my arm, and that they would use massage therapy and everything like that. And it was a therapeutic practice that was common and accepted within all those cultures.
Yes. It's so much, it goes back to ancient traditional remedies and medicine. All walks of life of people. Yeah, the Chinese, the Egyptian, everybody used it. And that's what we learned about. It's just so many different cultures knew about what the human touch could do, or even mud clay baths, or even water, you know, sun therapy, light therapy, music therapy, so many types of therapies, you know, that we all get fixated on that one that's that makes you, you know, aroused. People love that one. I'm like, yeah, so much more than that. So much more than that, bro. Huh?
It's also that little barrier I think we have that, like, I don't know if it's a psychological thing from people being sheltered. I don't know if it's a thing from society just not wanting to talk about it. But when it comes down to it, I think there's a barrier that plays into it when you're like, oh my God, my crush is over. And I offered her a massage. We just had a glass of wine or whatever. And then it's like, this is my thing. So you have this barrier that you're sitting there. You're like, I want to break through that. This is my opportunity. And you just throw everything you know about a massage right out the fucking window. Everything. And it's instantly like, what am I going to do to get this fucking, this person aroused? Big Chief, dude, you're welcome to call in.
What is
any of you guys are, you guys are all welcome to call in. Catch a pop.
Ketamine.
Yeah, the only crazy lady to see Sam, she's a 4-5 session person. Yeah, me too. Like, I got a lot.
I don't know about ketamine therapy. Ain't gonna lie.
Yes.
I don't know about it. I just know about massage therapy.
I'm not with that one.
I know a little bit about physical therapy. I know a little bit about Reiki. I know a little bit about aroma. I know a bit about hot stone, Swedish sports, myofascial. I know a little bit about that. I don't know much about ketamine therapy. I haven't heard of that.
So they microdose ketamine, kind of like they've been doing with psilocybin. And because it's not passed or anything, they're just trying it out. It's passed in, I think, Oregon and maybe Washington and California. I'm not sure. I know it's passed in Oregon.
So it's a chemical to do what?
Yeah, the reason why I'm on the fence about it is because, like, I've had friends overdose and die from ketamine.
Oh, wow.
So, like, yeah.
What is it supposed to do?
It's pretty much... So, it's originally a horse tranquilizer.
Horse tranquilizer. Okay.
Now, when a human takes it, it acts as if it's like a molly, like an intensified ecstasy.
Holy kind of snaps.
If you were to mix DMT and molly together, you would get ketamine.
Ooh, don't judge me, but what's DMT? What's DMT, bro? All
right, so let me pull up the actual chemical composition of what DMT is.
Help me, understand. We got horse trank, and we got... Okay,
so
okay.
It's... Dimethyltryptamine. Okay, anyway, well, it's a natural drug that comes from plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
So the DMT, from my understanding, now that I just gave you what it is a natural drug that occurs in every living substance. And when you die, your flash of going to heaven or hell is actually a DMT trip.
Sheesh.
And when you extract that DMT from animals' brains or from plant cells like they do, and you pull it from these plants and shit, and you smoke it, vape it, eat it, whatever the fuck. I mean, we fucking vaporized it.
Okay.
It blasts you off into this crazy hallucination type of journey where some people see angels, some people see aliens, some people will see their own, like... family telling them, no, you're not ready, and send them back, and then they're just waking up in a chair like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. That sounds like a trip that I don't want to go on. Whoa. Oh, crazy lady. See the hard pass. Like, that shit sounds too exciting.
Those near-death experiences, and you have your whole life flash, and you have that, like, natural hallucination trip. That's DMT flashing through your brain.
Thank you, crazy lady. My mind do weird shit by itself. Oh, I don't need nothing to enhance it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I mean, I didn't know what DMT was and ketamine, so, yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. What?
So the reason I'm on the fence about it is because I do believe you can study it, because there have been so many things that have killed plenty, thousands, millions of people that we use for medicinal things. Fucking the poppy seed, for example.
Yeah.
The poppy flower. Right? You get heroin, but then you also get a bunch of other medicines out of it. Okay, or like methamphetamines, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the good old prophet of today.
When it's microdosed and mixed with a different chemical and crushed and, condensed and put into a pill and given to kids that have ADHD, it's then used medicinally. You take it out and you're fucking smoking it in the pipe. You're now a crackhead who's fucking tweaking on the fucking 7-Eleven gas station asking for a couple bucks.
Yikes.
What's up, the only crazy lady?
That can happen, man.
I'm still tripping on the horse tranquilizer shit.
Listen, lady, listen. I'm over here like, what else can I learn today? I'm learning stuff today.
I mean, I heard of DMT and stuff, but, like, it's like, man.
I heard of it.
For me to do shrooms, even, it's like,
I ain't even had no shrooms. Like, that's how crazy my brain is. I don't think I need no shrooms.
It's like, but yeah, my brain, automatically, does that stuff ever since I hit the moose, does that stuff all by itself. It's like,
Yeah.
My brain be like, oh, we're doing this now? Okay, we're down. I'm like, nah.
You said this party. Let's go with this party.
Yeah.
Party over here.
It's not.
Listen, that's a good time for somebody. Let me tell you, honey. Woo-wee! I'm learning today. I've heard of DMT and all of that, but I'm just learning. Because I didn't know it was a thing.
Two-horse what?
You know those two-person horse costumes where you one person?
Oh yeah. Okay, I got you. I'm on the same page now.
Take some ketamine, walk around a rave.
What?
All right. Hey. My brother, this was like way back in the 80s, right? He used to drop acid.
Oh.
And one time. I kid you not. A farmer called my father up. He says, your son's in the middle of my cow pasture. Do you want to come get him?
Wow. Not in the cow pasture.
He was in the middle of this cow pasture, right? Like two villages over. Naked. Covered with mud, head to toe, naked. With his underwear, which were clean. They were tidy and white, man. On his head.
Oh, he was living his best damn life.
I'm telling you.
My. In the cow pastures.
My dad pulled up. My dad pulled up. It took him like 30 minutes to talk him into, that this machine was safe to ride in.
Oh, my. Got him to get into it.
Right.
Bless his heart.
And, yeah, my dad, he laughed at me, bro. I mean, like, it took a long time for him to let that one down.
I can only imagine. Wow.
I don't want to do anything that's going to make me, act like that.
Yeah, out my mind. I heard just butt naked in the cow pastures. Slide, bro.
With my underwear on my head.
Alright, shit. That's what you want to do then. Hey, fly, little birdie.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, acid, I've heard of that shit too. What you saying over there?
The only time I've ever woken up naked from taking something was after drinking too much alcohol, but, damn.
What up, G-Buddy? Yeah, we live over here. High history, whatever he over there smoking on. I want some of it. You can sit back. It sound like he done got super relaxed and shit. You chilling over there, feeling like a chill pill. What's going on over there, high history?
I think it's time to take a hit off the on the bubbler. Where is it? I gotta go down and do laundry because I was detained yesterday.
Oh, welcome back.
Right? Dealing with my husband, it's like that sometimes.
Welcome back, honey. Glad you made it.
Lady.
Yeah. I woke up. I said, let me click on this high history. I like to learn something high history. Giving me the facts about history and being high.
Yeah. I just got done watching The Borgias again.
Yeah.
I had to watch it after I read a book on Lucrezia Borgia. I had to watch the show again.
Okay. The Borgia.
The Borgia, man. Oh, the book?
Damn, Mr. A.
Mister's saying that he did acid one time and pulled a gun on people that weren't even there. Now he wasn't.
Sorry. Darn it, don't say that.
Damn. Well, never again. At least you learned your lesson, bro. Damn, he was ready.
I learned my lesson. Right? So there was this fucking weird motherfucking sketchy ass kid that lived in our neighborhood, and for some reason my brother was hanging out with them, and I had to go pick him up one day. And I go over to their house to go pick him up and everything, and they invite me in to go smoke a bowl. I'm like, alright, cool. I go and smoke a bowl, I guess. Fuck it.
He's a fuck it.
Smoke the bowl, we walk outside, and my brother and I look at each other, and we start feeling very fucking odd, unusual, weird. And then, I'm like, wow, there's, we got this sudden rush, and I, look over, and I'm like, what kind of fucking kush was that? And, oh, it was just some Pineapple Express, and then some something tar. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I make some tar into it. You guys are cool with it, right? And we're fucking, literally, this dude fucking mixed heroin into the weed.
Holy shit.
Boy,
I'm telling you, I'm flying off.
Fucking share this to his fucking, right, chucked it at him or whatever. We just fucking walked out and left.
What?
Didn't, hop in the car or anything. Garrett left a fucking note or whatever. My brother left a note for his motherfucker's mom. Literally was like, hey, we were intoxicated, so we left the car here. We'll be back in the morning to pick it up.
Wow.
And we walked home, tweaking our balls off, and then we got back here on this gnarly bad trip because, we were, 16, 15 years old.
Damn. That's why I don't be smoking with everybody. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, our older brother was the only one home at the time, and we tell him what happens, and so he, starts babysitting us, he lets us go to our rooms, he takes care of us, and the whole room turns into a fucking swamp, and I have gators snapping at me and shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, my bed's like a fucking wooden boat. Seriously, it was bad.
Damn.
My brother comes in, I'm bawling my eyes out. 15-year-old me tripping on heroin.
Yikes.
I'm
sorry that happened. Sheesh.
That dude actually, so my parents and everything, my older brother told my mom and dad about it.
Mm-hmm. Because
he called and he's like, what do I do? He's like, my younger brothers are tripping on heroin right now.
Damn.
What do I do?
Damn.
And they called his mom and everything. And yeah, he got put out into, I don't know if he got put into DT, he got put into a Catholic camp.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
That was the last I heard of him.
Well, yeah, because fucking if you're doing heroin, I only say this from experience. That's one drug that, man, if you're able to walk away from it, and yeah, I consider it because it's that monkey don't even fucking play around. ever.
We high on high history.
Yeah, I thought it was like feeding us stuff. Was checking on us every like 15 minutes. You'd do these little like check-ins, walking back and forth.
So, like, I got a question. In his history, if you could live in any, you know, time in history, which era would you live in and why?
Who you asking?
That goes for you too, Glenn.
So I told you how I'm writing a book right now, right?
Right.
A time traveler and everything.
Yeah.
I would really absolutely love to go see the Incas, but I really feel like living in the Incas as the only white person, I might get sacrificed for people.
Don't you mess with
me? Yeah, that'd be a god.
Don't you mess with
me? Either or, you know.
No.
It's mine.
Uh-uh.
I guess it depends. But you'd have to do something like pretty amazing, you know.
What?
Like when you showed up, you'd have to, like, I don't know.
Those were some built motherfuckers. They were warriors. They were cliff climbers. They would wrestle with, like, what are those bison that they had over
there? Don't open it to your birthday.
Not bison.
Water buffalo?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it is a water buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's whatever's over there in that area. They would wrestle those and everything like that. Are you kidding me? My scrawny white ass. Like, I would love to be down there. Like,
actually, anybody from this 20th century, if you popped us and stuck us back, I'll be generous to say 150 years, we would cry like babies. We would die.
Put me on the most peaceful side of history. That's where I want to go.
You see someone back in the Middle Ages?
I want to go back.
We're done. Are you kidding me? I can barely hold my long sword up, but I have. Like, I have a long sword. Literally, I have it as kind of a little, what do you call it when you're, like, trying to joke somebody? A hoax? It's a little hoax, okay?
A little hoax.
Yeah.
So, if somebody's dumb enough to fucking break it through, and I'm sitting there, and I'm challenging them with a fucking... If I have a sword in my hand, and this... I don't have... My Beretta's on here. My Beretta's in my bedroom. So, if someone breaks in right here, the first thing that's gonna, like, knock over that they're gonna see is a fucking sword, because the first thing I'm grabbing is my kukri. Or I have a fucking little machete right here as well. So I have a kukri and a machete, and the first thing they're gonna see is this 80-pound, two-handed long sword. And the moment they get
actually, that's not. That's actually a technically, that's actually a short sword.
Well, hold on, let me go weigh this thing real quick.
I'm just saying.
Way more than my dog. My dog's almost 80 pounds. Okay. Oh, no, 82 pounds. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's 82 pounds.
Yeah, because broad swords, they're like almost 6 feet in like length.
Oh yeah, this one
by themselves.
Four and a half.
And they're heavy. My great grandmother had a battle axe that had been in the family forever, from like the Middle Ages and stuff. And that thing was taller than I was, and I couldn't pick it up with one hand. I had to do like both hands, and I only got it up like not even an inch.
Too is a lot of them were extended for like those that were riding on the horses. So if they went in a battle with an axe, they would have to have a longer one. And if you have a longer one, that means it's only heavier because of the physics of it.
That fucking was heavy, dude.
Yeah.
It was a two-handed battle axe, but I mean, and I remember my brother was able to get strength that he could pick that fucker up. He'd be like. He was just like, yeah, because you, yeah, and there was a suit of armor, and they would, like, wear, like, all this, like, heavy fucking metal and pick up that
stuff. I don't know where the conversation went at this point.
And then we're going to go.
Apparently, history and how don't mix, but they high. Okay, and it's a good day. Shout out to the Stoners. It's the Stoners episode. High history on podbean.com.
No, I'm talking about before there was like guns.
Before like
that was it.
Rubber bands.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like a time and period in dark Reno when, check it out, there was no guns. It was a gun. Yeah,
bow and arrow, swords and shit.
Oh yeah, the cannon actually didn't come into play actually until was it like late 1400s. 1500s?
Take me back 400 years.
I think it was like, wasn't it like the 12th century for China though? Because China invented it.
That was cool. Podcasting out here, networking with people, and I take me back in that part of history, 400 years when I ruled the world. Put me back there, okay? That's what I want to say. But today's a good day, and it's Friday. We made it, December the 17th. Okay, hey, it's 12:52. What you gonna do in my room, in my living room, podcasting, outlasting, yeah, every podcaster that's acting, this is my real life, for real life, yes, I live life, yes, I said it twice, good days, all right, good days today, good days today, seize the day, copy damn, yeah, got the flow from within. Y'all don't feel me though. Good days with Gwen is the win. Good days with Gwen. Podcasting. Outlasting. Podcasters. That's acting. I do it because I'm fluid. Sew it to it. Put my back into it. If you knew it, I use my mind. Yes, I do it. I use my mind. Yes, I do it. Good days with Gwen. You'll never find a queen like me in these streets. I'm not for 'em. Good days with Gwen. You better know it. Good days with Gwen. If you know, then you know. Yeah. I came to win. Yes, the top of the day. I'm gonna say everybody that I meet naturally, they vibe with me, and it's a good day. Yeah. My peace is never ending. Yeah, good days with Gwen. Tell a friend to tune on in. I'm on Anchor FM, podbean.com. Add me. Good day with Gwen. Good day, Gwen, for real. Yeah, add me. Hey, take a picture. Listen, is you with ya? With me. With yourself. Are you with me? Yeah. Can I get a witness? If you impressed with this life you living, yes, under stress, but still you divine and protected under the same time, simultaneously. Yes, I try to rhyme. Good days with Gwen. I'm a friend, so tell your friends it's a good vibe with good days with Gwen. Go tell your kin and them. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I'm the only one. Shout out to my city. It's St. Louis. Yeah. Welcome to Good Days with Gwen. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends. Tell my friend. I'm on Podbean Live. Add me. Download that app and add me. Anchor FM out there, add me. If you're on Spotify, At the Podbean, it's live, it's like a big chat room. Everybody in it, you can chat with me soon. Internationally, I talk to everybody around the world. Welcome to Good Days with Gwen. Tell the little girls and boys, I'm about the positive, not the noise, okay? Not the chaos, nor the stress, okay? It's a good day, I'm here to do my thing. It's a good wave, I'm here to shine and dream and create. Shout out to the creators. The creative people out here in the world. Keep doing y'all thing, man. Shout out to High History. It was fun to be on there. You know, I'm here for supporting all podcasts, you hear me? As long as they're respectful, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't out here on that bullshit stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But anywho, it's a good day. High History, it was fun, man. Come back anytime. Or at least come back and hop on my podcast, bro. It's a good day with Ben. And thought y'all should know it's a happy Friday to you from me. Good day with Gwen. It's 12:58. I'm on the line, yeah. I freestyle sometimes when I have time. Yeah. Getting ready for work today. It's about my gift, and I share it daily. Manifesting, yes, it's necessary. Meditation is necessary. Yeah, so I do it. And sometimes it's therapeutic, cause it's this podcast. I do it cause I'm telling people over the world that they can do anything that they dream of. You can create it with the mind that you think of. Good days with Gwen, I'm a friend, just a messenger. From afar to tell you to tune on in. From within, cause you need it. You're feeling like you're losing, but you're not. You've been prepared for the next season, let's get it. Position yourself into the life you need. Position yourself into the things that you breathe. Yeah. Yes, necessity. Yeah. Learn to express yourself and elaborate. Conversate. Have them hard conversations. Forgive yourself. Yeah. And move on up. Like it's nothing left, but it ain't. This the only one that you get, cause you can't restart or start it over. This the bank, cash in now, ain't no later, you know what it ain't. Your days with Gwen, this is it, so tune in, yeah. It's a vibe, it's a way that's very necessary. The people out here listen, hating, but I do not worry. Everything I do it from the truth, it's scary. It's hard to swallow, but it's simple, very. Good days with Gwen are so necessary. For the people, for the truth is scary. Yeah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Yeah. New levels, new devils, listen. Good days with Gwen. Overcoming from within. Today with Gwen. You gon' learn and listen in. Understand that this flow is from within. I do not need a paper nor a paper pad. I don't need it. Good days with Gwen. I'm so gifted, not conceited. This glory, God gon' always get it. It's the thing. This is bigger than anything I've ever seen. Good days with Gwen. What you mean? Freestyling off the top of my dome. In my living room. Yes, in my home. Don't need a studio for real. I got the skills that can pay the bills. Let's get it, okay? Because I went from negative to positive. So I want y'all to understand that being a healer out here, being a licensed massage therapist for about 8 years. In February, it'll be 8 years. And I want y'all to know that if I can do it, so can you. December the 17th. This is the message you've been waiting for. You know, you got to do what you need to be doing. This is the time. Stop waiting, you know. And if you need a podcast to listen to uplift you, to encourage you, to help you think a little different, Good Days with Gwen is the podcast you need to listen to. So, don't take it from me. Tune in for yourself. It's over 900 of them things on Anchor, Spotify, Overcast, Apple, if you got the iPhones and all of that. Tune in on your laptops. Take me with you. You need some positivity in your pocket, it's Good Days with Gwen. Okay? So vibe with me. Learn my journey. Give me my roses now. You know? But understand that the same power that's from within me, you got it too. Tap in, tap in. I'm just a messenger. You know? And I want people to know that it doesn't take much to be grateful of a day. A day. Take a day at a time. Relax your mind. Do anything you can to unwind. Yeah. Good days, I'm just a friend to tell you. You gotta invest in yourself. Don't stress. Stress is deadly. Don't be a friend to that poison from within. You gotta kick it to the side and tell yourself from within. Yeah. Affirm and proclaim that you was doing your thing. You beautiful, resilient, call it brilliant. Good days with Gwen, I love it, cause I see it for you, You may not, but I'm a visionary. It's scary. I can see everything you need, It's from within, you just gotta believe, yeah. Keep it positive. Control only what you can. Keep it simple. Stop overthinking. Stop overthinking. You got it. Pace yourself. Prepare yourself. Breathe. And it's okay to ask for help. Understand that. Remember that. It's okay to ask for help. No matter where you're going in life, it is okay to ask for directions. If they apply. But if they don't, let them fly. Okay? You got a good feeling. For a reason. So go with your instincts. Your first mind. That overthinking is what gets us wrapped up, in my opinion. I've been there. I'm still living. I'm still learning. I don't know it all. But if you're listening, I hope you pick up what I'm putting down. Today's a win. I believe in you. Short message. Share this with your friends. Tell them all. It's a positive podcast. Y'all need to be tuning in to, y'all. I got the word. It's a good day. Good day with Gwen. Thank you for listening. Good day with Gwen. Whoever I meet today, I pray that I help them, and only God knows how. And I thank people for trusting me with their bodies and allow me to help them. Hope y'all have a good day. Hope you're protected on your travels to and from. Thanks for listening. Blessing. Go ahead and vibe. We gonna vibe out.